Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. First, a few headlines. We are, as always seems to be the case, we are trying to get in touch with a very, very busy woman, Kshama Svant, the socialist member of Seattle's city council, whose candidacy stirred national debate about the minimum wage and what constitutes a living wage. Busy, a very busy person, and that's a good thing for all of us as we consider this is the 100th anniversary of the 40-hour work week. Many people who are staunch Republicans, staunch conservatives, even Tea Party members, who are working 40-hour weeks, have very liberal socialist, in fact, people of great courage who fought hard and in some cases gave their lives all in the name of the workers' protection from abuses of their employers. Something to bear in mind as debate begins to heat up over the coming 2016 elections. But first, the headlines. The city council just might allocate oversight of the Water Bureau and Bureau of Environmental Services to the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon. Will that have any impact? That all depends on exactly whose pocket the that institution, the Bureau of Environmental Services, the Citizens Utility Board, is actually in, who they, in fact, are beholden to. And credit reports were originally developed to assist financial creditors in considering the degree of risk involved in lending assets to borrowers, or hopeful borrowers. However, what we've seen, anyone who's looked for work or pretty much anything over recent years, employers are beginning to use personal credit histories as a means of evaluating the worthiness of candidates for jobs. This is perhaps the most extraordinarily punitive piece of management tactic that is possible to consider. What possible bearing could one's credit history have on one's ability to do any given job? And on January 2nd, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration issued a major safety alert declaring oil obtained via hydraulic fracturing, that of course we all know is fracking, in the Bakken Shale, that's of course where North Dakota meets a total social dystopia, maybe more chemically explosive than the agency or industry previously admitted publicly. This again, like smoking, of course they knew all along the dangers of fracking and took no steps. But as one truck, one train after another around the country starts exploding or derailing, it's perhaps it seems the cat's out of the bag there, and there's not much point in trying to keep that a secret, not with massive towers of flame shooting into the sky. And a three-year surge in anti-abortion measures in more than half the states of this country has completely changed the landscape for abortion access. Those who are fighting the good fight to preserve women's control over their own bodies, and those who would like to take that right away from them, agree that the new restrictions are shutting some clinics, threatening others, and making it virtually impossible in many regions around the country to obtain the procedure, which of course has the potential to change lives. It's not so much about taking lives or preserving lives, it's changing the quality of life, and it's changing the entire socioeconomic landscape of the country. A few members of Congress are now saying that they believe the government should attempt to work out a deal to return Edward Snowden to the United States. The way that breaks down is a vivid depiction of exactly where elected representatives stand on policies of spying, secrecy, freedom of speech, and the right, not so much the freedom of speech, but freedom to hear what we badly need to hear. And farther afield, the mystery of Hassan Luck's murder. He was gunned down last month in a southern Beirut parking garage by allegedly unknown assassins who shall remain nameless, Mossad. Luck was a Hezbollah master technician and logistics expert elegized by the head of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, is a beloved friend and one of the group's bright minds. That's the words of Hassan Nasrallah. And, of course, everything about the murder points directly at Mossad. And once again, the curtain of power drops over that killing once again. Now we return to Cascadia with the weather for the region today. Increasing clouds, highs 40 to 45. We've got here in town 5 to 15 mile an hour winds. Out in the gorge, however, it's a different story. We've got 20 to 30 gusting up to 40 or 50 miles an hour. And that drops off later in the day. Tonight, overcast skies, could be a bit of rain by the evening. And again, winds 10 to 15, gusting up to 25 out in the gorge. For tomorrow, rain expected, highs around 45. And for tomorrow night, rain pretty much a certainty with the lows 35 to 40. And same windy conditions, 5 to 10 in town and gusting up to 40 to 45 out in the gorge. Since we are peering over the edge of the abyss into 2014, we've got an alternative forecast for you today. The moon is 5 days old. It's a flower moon in Aquarius. It's a waxing crescent moon. The synodic forecast, the synodic people recommend leafy vegetables and annuals. Grains are also a good idea to plant right now. And if you have anything out there at all, or in a greenhouse, or on your windowsill, now's a good time to go and grab it. The biodynamic forecast, moon in Aquarius, it's an air sign, good time for flowering plants, and the sidereal forecast moon. They say moon in Pisces is the best sign for planting soft fruit. Yeah, you can go out and buy a few fruit trees. They'll be dormant and just breaking dormancy. And as the weather itself begins to break, it's a good time to do that. Taking a look at the rest of the country, we have what has become known as a polar vortex. The nomenclature and the new vocabulary that it seems that we're evolving for the purpose of not talking about catastrophic climate change never ceases to amaze. Polar vortex is one of my favorite. Can't wait for the movie to come out. And launching ourselves directly into local issues, Portland leaders are considering turning to a local nonprofit to serve as an independent watchdog of the city's water and sewer spending. It's it's actually in the works, in the pipeline, so to speak. The city council is thinking about putting together what they say would be a long-term deal with the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon. This, they say, would grant that board unfettered access to the Water Bureau and Bureau of Environmental Services to provide oversight on behalf of residential customers. Well, we all know what oversight means in Portland, and we all know exactly how much impact that actually has on decisions made in our name by our elected representatives. Commissioner Nick Fish, who oversees the two utility departments and is co-sponsoring the proposed five-year contract along with Steve Novick, and that's a good sign if Steve Novick is on board. But both of them described the resolution as groundbreaking effort to increase transparency and accountability. Two words that we hear a lot of, results very often not apparent. And an issue that was originally expected to be kept quiet and hushed up and not spoken of until the ink was dry on the papers and money had changed hands. Nonetheless, there is a piece of property which has really called into question some of the our alleged oversight. A lawyer representing opponents of the sale of Water Bureau property in Southwest Portland is challenging the legality of the contract with a huge developer, Renaissance Homes. Christian Roggendorf has petitioned Commissioner Nick Fish. The sale violates state law, indeed it does, and the city charter and the ordinance approved by the city council that authorized it. Roggendorf wants the sales contract to be voided. It says that her clients include residents living near the property and others. And there is, of course, looming over the whole deal, the threat of more lawsuits. The city just obeyed its own laws and did the right thing and listened to the citizens. We could have avoided tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in lawsuits. Nick Fish is in charge of the Water Bureau, has been arguing that the city cannot break the contract with Renaissance Homes without opening itself up to legal liability. What? Anyway, ironically, Fish was absent when the council authorized the sale. And Mayor Charlie Hales has assigned him to the Bureau in early 2013. So he's definitely in the spotlight here. Roggendorf cites several reasons why the contract is not legal in the letter that she wrote. Among other things, she says the property was not adequately advertised and the sales price, the risible sales price of $140,000, is well below its appraised value. More in the neighborhood of $240,000. Myrtle Creek, and we have a great deal of serious news as we launch into 2014. This is a program in which if you blink, you'll miss it. Nonetheless, we do have time for a Myrtle Creek woman who was arrested after she tried to swim away from officers during a traffic stop. And this has been Air Cascadia for Monday, January 6, 2014. Kate Welch engineered the show today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Kathleen, for all your hard work, and welcome back from your days off. This has been Air Cascadia. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. It's 2014, everyone. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
How I'd love to wander back.
Hi there, this is Rita Christie, host of the Noontime Jamboree on the first and third Monday of each month. Please join me for vintage jazz, country, and western swing. That's on the Noontime Jamboree, the first and third Mondays from noon until 2 p.m. right here on KBOO.
I'd love to wander back.
every Monday night at 8 o'clock, you can hear this voice alerting you that
you are about to cross the border.
And then follow the footsteps to a two-hour-long sustained environment of uninterrupted sonic art or new electronic, experimental, or postmodern music. Audio that breaks and rewrites the rules to create entirely new worlds of sound. Where will you be on Mondays at 8 when the door slams shut? Here on KBOO Portland.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.
Good morning and welcome to Locus Focus. I'm Barbara Bernstein, your host for this weekly conversation about our place on the planet. While the fate of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline is caught in a fury of politics and headlines, last month the United States quietly approved another major border crossing pipeline proposal. Kinder Morgan's Cochin Pipeline has been operating since 1979 between Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Windsor, Ontario, carrying various forms of natural gas. Now Kinder Morgan will be allowed to reverse the flow and expand the Cochin Pipeline system to move condensate westbound from the new Kinder Morgan Cochin Terminal in Illinois to existing terminals.